The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently...
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two, the National Intel Report, special edition on these Tuesdays. Why is it special? We have Robert Chapman, an international forecaster, and, of course, Mr. Robbie Noel of The Flip Side. That's the radio program that follows this one, Monday through Friday. So, can you answer Jim's question, Mr. Chapman?
I can't remember what it was.
I was hoping you would. Do I still have Jim online? Nope, Jim's gone. Okay, then. Okie dokie, then. By the way, I wanted to play this for you guys. This is Nancy Pelosi. Now, at the top of the hour, I read you the history lesson, and that was from Paul Craig Roberts. If you don't know who Paul Craig Roberts is, Google him. My God, if you haven't heard him, he's been all over the alternative media. This is Nancy Pelosi in a church. She made a whistle-stop seven church tour to tell the Mexicans that are here illegally, and if you pay, like I said, the history lesson I read at the top of the last hour, no, this doesn't belong to the Mexicans, folks. You know, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, and California, and whatever else they want to claim. No, they don't own it. They are here illegally, but listen to what Pelosi has said. And I'll tell you what, this is treason. And here's the sad part. How high up is she in the federal government? She is the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Here's our Ms. Nancy Commie Pelosi. What a piece of work. And by the way, she, as I said, seven churches, and this is what she was telling the illegals that gathered to hear this wonderful commie speak.
That immigration raids must stop. Let's take a listen.
We are seven people. You're here on Saturday night to take responsibility for our country's future. That makes you very, very patriotic. Who in our country would not want to change the policy of kicking in doors in the middle of the night and sending a parent away from their families? It must be stopped. What value system is that? I think it's un-American.
I think you're un-American. And then they're chanting something in Spanish because that's not my secondary language.
Why am I not surprised by this? Joining us now from Washington is immigration, is Nancy Pelosi, essentially saying, you know, just flout the American immigration law, and you're patriotic if you agree with me that, you know, the law is un-American. How is that a definition of patriotism?
Well,
you can't be an American patriot unless first you're qualified and you're an American. Now, she was actually up there saying that she's calling these illegals, she's calling them patriotic.
Take a listen.
Illegal aliens taking responsibility for our nation. So now we have people that have no legal right to be in this country, and they're going to choose what path America takes. This bug-eyed biddy has lost her flippin' mind. And we need to lose Pelosi. You saw what they did to Mr. Bennett, Senator Bennett, out there in Utah. They said, you know, we had enough of you, you wrinkly old fart. You're not representing America or the Constitution or the American people. So, ergo, hasta luego, baby. We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Gentlemen, what do you think of our vaunted third in control power structure-wise, President, Vice President Nancy Pelosi? What do you guys think about that?
Well, it's to be expected, and it's part of the Illuminist program. She's just taking the communist route. You've got a group that are taking the fascist route, and they'll all end up in the same place. You got a president is a Marxist, but he acts like a fascist.
Man. You know, and I'll tell you, and Robbie, I think you hit this on the head. You were talking about Greece. Yeah, one out of two people in that entire country has been falling out in the streets and protesting. Of course, they got the communist faction in there working overtime. But you said this, that these people, they're geared toward thinking that their government is there as a big nanny for the entitlement state.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, you've got two different groups of people in Greece. Obviously, you've got the people that are going to be affected by the cuts that have to come. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, buts, or maybe, because Greece is ultimately going to default. But you've also got, and this is probably what scared them over the weekend, you've got a growing number and of young people who are looking at this mess that wasn't of their creation, and they are being forced to pay for the sins of the older generation. And they are peed out. And you're going to see the same repercussions here. I mean, I've got a cartoon on the front page of eaglesup.com today that says it. Two kids standing on the shore with Washington D.C. in the foreground, and it looks like an oil slick about to wash up on the shore, but it's not an oil slick. It's red ink coming from Washington, and the little girl says to her brother, unfortunately, we'll get stuck with a cleanup bill.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's also a rising of youth that are looking at this and seeing no prospects. I mean, the youth in Greece, there's no prospect. There's no jobs. And the ones that have some sort of means have left the country. I mean, there's a serious brain drain also taking place in Greece. And by the way, this $1 trillion that they came up with, first it was a promise to pay. It wasn't a guarantee to pay, number one. Number two, now they're saying that they may need another trillion. Remember, this started off as a $160 billion problem. It started off as a $30 billion problem, then it went to a $160 billion problem. Then over the weekend, they surprised everybody at $1 trillion, and today they've come out and said they're going to probably need another trillion. And this is all quantitative easing. And then you've got the problems going on in Great Britain. I mean, it's a mess. It's a complete mess.
Well, and Bob, I wanted to bring this up with you, that we're getting greased. Greece is getting greased. And there is a small problem here because, the Fed Reserve has opened up that credit line to Europe. And like I said, there is no credit line. And you mentioned this before, that they began measuring the gross domestic product. Now, folks, what does product mean to you? A product is something that's manufactured, that's made, that's put on the market for sale. That's a product. Well, what was the new financial finaglers here figuring that the new the gross domestic product was? It wasn't a car. It wasn't a loaf of bread. It wasn't a pair of shoes. Well, forget that. We haven't been shoes made in this country since Hush was a puppy. But if you take a look at this, they were claiming that the gross domestic product, 70% of it, was people that were borrowing money. That was the new domestic product, credit, and the people that are going out there after it. Is something inherently wrong here? I would say so. And Bob, this credit line that's been opened to Europe... Well, you know, on yesterday's program with Ron McDonald, I said to him, I said, the Fed Reserve is going to do anything it wants to because it's a private corporation outside the control of anybody. Congress doesn't control them. Congress can't stand up and say, well, wait a minute, you're our Federal Reserve. You're supposed to be here for the needs of the American people, and we don't want you doing that. They can't tell the Fed to do that because they're a private corporation. And it's no different, Bob, that say General Motors wants to go into a foreign market and it's occupied by the majority share of Ford Motor. That's about what we're talking about. It's one corporation doing what it says it wants to do. And the hell with the American people, because we've been put on the hook for the surety for all the shenanigans, haven't we?
Certainly. And my take on Greece is a little bit different. First of all, this has been going on for years. They should have never been in the Eurozone. They were invited in because the others wanted the business, and they wanted the basis for a new world currency. which obviously has not worked out very well. And Greece was supplied loans and securitization of bonds ad infinitum. And, of course, a lot of their, or if not most of their, Mickey Mouse bookkeeping was arranged by Goldman Sachs. And what the Greeks are complaining about is, yes, we have this great debt. But nobody told them. That's what they contend. Everything was hidden. And it was. It was hidden. And they said if we had known that, we would have tried to stop it. Well, maybe they wouldn't have, but that's not the point. They can say that. And they're saying that we shouldn't have to pay the bankers. And I think the best thing for Greece to do is default on its debt, or at least 70% of it, like Argentina did, leave the Eurozone, go back to the drachma, make people start paying taxes and the corruption, and get competitive. No matter which way they go on this thing, they're going to be losers. Even if they default, it's going to take them maybe 10, 15 years to recover. If they don't default, it'll take them 30 or 40 years. And that's really the bottom line. Now, what concerns me about Europe is not only the rioting of the young people that you talked about in a different, well, in Greece, we'll talk about Greece. We haven't had any other riots recently that I know of, except in the Ukraine, which we haven't heard a thing about. And I only know about it because I talked to somebody in the Ukraine. What I'm concerned about is, and if you looked at the elections on last Saturday, the Germans are hopping mad that they have to pay anything to anybody. And that could start major demonstrations in Germany. And that could spread throughout all of Europe to those who are being made to bail out the miscreants. So it's twice as bad as what one thinks it is. And, of course, the Fed's behind the whole thing, saying a trillion here and a trillion there, we'll give you the money, we'll just print it and send it over. And that's what's going on. The U.S. government, as part of the IMF, for the IMF's part of the bailout for approximately a trillion, the U.S. taxpayer has to pay $65 billion. Go ahead, Robbie.
No, I was going to say, but you also have that added problem now where banks across Europe don't trust each other.
That's good.
You know, because they want to know who's got the Greek bonds and who's got the Italian bonds and who's got the Spanish bonds, and there's more distrust between the bankers than at any other time in the history.
Well, that's good.
Isn't that amazing?
They're all thieves.
Bob, you stole the words right out of my mouth. I said, isn't that something?
And I think that's wonderful, and I hope the LIBOR rate goes back up to 4.5%, 5% again.
Well,
and I hope that the Fed has to come in and put in another $5 trillion. Look, we want to bring these people down. We want to expose them for what they're doing. We want them tried and sent to jail. We want their fortunes confiscated. And those are created treason. We want them hung.
Well, as I
and they better hope that we're successful, because we're not. Like in 1789, if the mob gets them, they won't stand a chance.
Well, there's a little Rockefeller palace up there, I think, in Finger Lakes. And I've said this before. We're going to throw one hell of a party. And we'll do it at his wonderful estate, and then we'll burn the damn thing to the ground. That's hateful, isn't it? Yeah, well, no, it's...
Well, I didn't know that one of your specialties was pyromania.
Well, it's not, but it's been a certain sort of mania going on for a number of years. This would just be a little bit of payback, and by the way, the insurance companies are going to be told not to pay off on it. We'll take the break. Don, George, and others will get to your calls, 800-313-9443. A little news about bankruptcy filings. You know, they were down a whole 1% in April. You think that's good news?
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Well, the good news, bankruptcy filings went down 1% from March to April this year. Sounds like good news, right? Green shoots are a-greening and things are up. No, they're not. They're still up 17% over a year ago. And this comes from the National Bankruptcy Research Center, April 2010, the bankruptcy filing reports. There were 145,000 bankruptcy filings in the U.S. in April, bringing the total to 510,000 nationwide for 2010. And keep in mind, folks, we're only in the middle of April right now. Now, the filings were down nearly, wasn't even 1%, but nearly 1% from March to April filings. They increased each month from January to March. The majority of the April 2010 bankruptcy filings were made by people seeking Chapter 7 bankruptcy, while only 25% were Chapter 13 filings. The southern states, yeah, that's right, people have always been on the short end of every stick that's ever been shaken your way. The southern states have had the highest portion of those Chapter 13 filings. The current filing rate is 4,500 filings per million households, and that's about 1 in 225. The report reveals that the highest filing rates existed in Nevada, followed by Georgia, Tennessee, California. The lowest filing rates were in Alaska, followed by the District of Criminals, and also South Carolina. The highest percentage increase in filings from 2009 to 2010 was apparent in the Southwest region. That's your neck of the woods out there, Mr. Noel, which may be attributed to the housing downturn and a large numbers of foreclosure filings in the area. And just in case you don't know what 7 versus a 13 is and all that other stuff, Chapter 7 bankruptcy is when the business or individual sells most of its possessions to the creditors in an effort to expunge their debt. Chapter 13 bankruptcy is when a business goes a reorganization, alleviate money stressors. By the way, analyst of the data performed by Professor Ronald Mann of the Columbia Law School revealed that bankruptcy rates are experiencing a general decrease while filing rates in the Southeast were high in 2010. They represent a drop compared to the rates of 2009. On the other hand, filings in California and Arizona have continued to rise by 40% and 46% respectively. So if you're in California, in Arizona, oh, maybe you want to let the Mexicans have Arizona because it's bust. Don in Nevada. Hello, Don.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Am I there?
You're already there.
Okay. I was just reading in Wikipedia about the family background of this David Cameron. Very interesting. You know, he's the fifth cousin twice removed of the Queen and just now been appointed to becoming prime minister. The past is there.
Are you talking a prime minister of what? England?
England.
Okay, yeah, Tony Brown is stepping down.
He just resigned.
Yes, he did.
And of course, when someone resigns, then the Queen can step in and appoint.
Uh huh.
Now, I thought this thing was going to roll along where Brown was going to work things out and try to get a coalition going, but all of a sudden he just resigned.
Any speculation on that one, Bob?
Well, I think that's pretty simple. They wanted somebody closer to the throne running the country.
Hello? His family past is in banking and stock brokerage, and his great-great-grandfather apparently was... Great-great-grandfather, Sir Edwin Cameron, London head of the Hong Kong and Shanghai Bank, played key roles in the discussion led by the Rothschilds with the Japanese Central Bank for the war bonds during the Russian-Japanese War. So this is so intertwined. You know, I talk about Illuminati. I'm just amazed how smooth this thing just fell into place. But, you know, I just don't understand. Brown must have been paid an amazing amount of money to walk away.
Well, since the mid-1990s, he's been paid a tremendous amount of money to do what he's told. He sold off half of England's gold between 99 and 02, and he also leased the remainder of it, or almost all of it.
Bob, have you ever heard of
that? That was to bail out the banks. That was to bail out the banks, and the Rothschilds were the main buyers.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the Bullingdon Club?
No.
The Bullingdon Club is England's counterpart to the Skull and Bones. And Rothschild, the present Nate Rothschild, and David Cameron were both in this very exclusive elitist club at college they all go to, Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very nefarious group that has these snuff bashes, and I shouldn't say snuff, but I mean bashes where they snort cocaine and do all these nefarious things and completely trash rooms of their initiates, and it's amazing. If you go to abledangerblogspot.com, you can read about the Bullingdon Club.
All right.
Counterpart to the Skull and Bones.
All righty. I thank you for your call. By the way, program note on tomorrow's program, the FCC is pushing for broadband control again. Well, I'm going to have Linda Criddle on. She's the president of the Safe Internet Alliance to see how we can stop these creatures once again. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. By the way, just so you folks know out there, you know what a wonderful world of socialism that we have. Nannyism, the nanny state, redistribution of money. Yeah, you know how it goes. Well, just as sure as hell that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, you can count on a politician to attempt to buy his or way or her way back into office with other people's money. This is standard operating procedure. We call it commutarianism. The difference between a politician and a statesman is the politician cares only about being reelected, whereas a statesman cares about the next generation. It would do little or no good to explain that the free market can provide better services and be more cost-efficient than, say, these socialist programs, such as the government housing, health care, transportation, EMS, recreation, parks, you know, whatever. It's because the government tried to be everything to everybody that our nation is bankrupt. We owe something like $12.5 trillion. And don't worry, out of a nation of 320 million people, we'll spread that debt around. It's only $111,000 per household. Don't you feel better? Does any reasonable person think this debt will ever be paid off? Of course it won't. And you want to see what our children's future is going to look like? Well, all you have to do is look no further than Greece. They've spent themselves into economic collapse. Socialism doesn't work, folks, because it's contrary to human nature. People want to keep the fruits of their labor. When the incentive to produce is destroyed, the whole system comes to a tumbling halt. If our nation is to be saved, it must first start with the educating of the electorate on the local level. An old French proverb says, free cheese can only be found on a mousetrap. Fellow mice, we have been trapped.
There's good news today, though.
What's that?
Gold miners had a great day.
Nico Eagle. How much was Nico Eagle up? I know you're dying to tell us.
Well, I mean, it wasn't as good as the junior miners. My junior miners were up anywhere from 9% to 14%.
Bob, you slay me, man. Robbie, did you hear what Bob just said?
No, what did he say?
Go ahead, Bob.
All right, I get all the numbers here. Agnico Eagle up 3.47%. And they hit it for 2 points before the close because the shorts are still shorting. And they must be suicidal. And the same thing's going on the COMEX as well. Gold Corp up 6.26%. Minefind is up 5.50%. And Silver Standard up 4.80%. So they had a good day.
Golden Star Resources up 9.5%. Apollo Gold up 14.25%.
By the way, you are not going to be live on your program Friday, right?
No, I'm going to be in California on Friday.
All right. Well, if I can schedule Gerald Celente out, I will do your show Friday.
You the man, man.
All right. We'll have Gerald.
You the man.
That's my Pisano, man. He's my Italian brethren. All right. Thanks for your call, Don. I appreciate it. Dave, you're up next. You're in Texas, I hope.
Afternoon, John.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just a few miles south of you, actually.
Okay.
As always.
What city?
Austin area.
Okay.
We've had this conversation before. You know
who I am. I'm just checking.
Yeah, he's out of Flat Rock.
I'm just checking.
No, I'm not in Enchanted Rock area, but that's a nice area. Gonna make a quick programming note and then have a question. Programming note for whom it may concern. I'm scheduled to be on tonight with Rick Adams on Radio Free America at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. East Coast time.
Uh-oh.
On his program.
Uh-oh. And what are you going to be talking about, Dave?
Mostly constitution-related issues, the Supreme Court nomination, aspects of the health care bill, where I believe it's unconstitutional and specifically why.
Okay.
And some other issues.
Okay. We got Kagan that's up there. She's a know-nothing, do-nothing. But
absolutely. She's not qualified.
I'll tell you why she's there. She's there to strengthen the position of the presidency on administrative procedures, and she's there to run interference for what's going on with that Administrative Procedures Act, the agencies, how to shield the president and give him more power to the executive. That's exactly why Kagan is there.
Well, that's
and
part
she is an advisor to Goldman Sachs.
And isn't it amazing? I just read her 80-page or 85 thesis that she did when she was at Harvard Law. What a piece of work.
On socialism. So what is it, World Socialist Development, I think it was?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, she's way out left field.
Well, and that's, congratulations.
They say she doesn't have a paper trail. She does. It's just not in the judicial arena, but she has a paper trail, and it's very leftist.
Well, and they're working overtime in the White House right now to try to build her up. But this is Obama's Harriet Myers.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yep.
Because if you look at it, Harriet Myers, of all people, arguably had greater qualifications than Ms. Kagan does.
Yeah.
The only difference is that this worshiping at the altar, if you come out of Harvard or Yale, it's somehow thought that that's above every other educational institution of higher learning or law school.
Well, it is. That's where the elite come from. That's the bulk of them.
And they're unconstitutionalists. They don't believe in strict constructionism. They believe in total reinterpretation of the Constitution, depending upon which side of the bed they get out of that particular day. That's how open the Constitution is to them.
Yeah.
And it's the total opposite of what I'm all about.
Well, let me surprise you here. She's going to get a lot of support from the Republicans.
If they do, they're going to lose my support.
No, they will, because she advocates pretty much the unconstitutional acts of one George W. Bush. They like what she says about free speech and personal freedoms.
I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, they're not going to get away without hearing from me about
it. Yeah, watch.
Because I totally oppose what she's for. She's for biggest government, leftism, globalism, loss of sovereignty, international law, trumping the Constitution.
Well, you just explained, you just described George Bush.
I wasn't for him either. By the way, I actually voted for, even though I'm a Republican, I voted for Harry Brown in 2000, and I voted for the Constitution candidate this last time, for whatever that's worth. But I vote in Republican primaries. I've been registered Republican my entire adult life since I was 18. And I did vote for Ron Paul in the primary, the most recent primary. But I'm not for the globalists. My family is in a wing. What is left of true constitutionalist Republicans, my family historically is in that wing. That's part of what I was going to bring up tonight on Rick Adams' show.
Yeah. You might want to mention as well, Dave, that, the Republican Party seems to have a hard time trying to reinvent itself or brand itself to the voters once again. I've got a sure cure way that they can take over the House and the Senate next election cycle.
They got to repeal the health care bill for starters.
No. Try this one. Let's go a little bit deeper here, Dave. You got to be a little deeper thinker than that.
Oh, I know.
Tell the Republicans to go back to the Republican national platform.
I'm for that.
Yeah.
I've sent resolutions at the state level back in the 90s to the state platform. One of the things I was going to mention with Rick, I've been on his show a couple times before in the past,
mm-hmm.
and I've mentioned that in the past, putting resolutions into local and state Republican Party platforms as a delegate in times past over
yeah.
a number, not this last couple of years, but previous years, going back a number of years.
All right. Well, after that show, just do me a favor. Don't call me up Thursday or whatever and say, okay, I need a show now.
I'm going to give it time. Look, if the time ever comes, that can happen. I'm not going to deny to you I'd be interested, but I'm not going to force the issue because it's not right away. I understand that. But, if we work things out someday, we'll get back on it as relevant. But I'm not going to rush it until you and I are both ready for that.
All right, Dave.
I have no illusions of grandeur.
I appreciate your call. Thanks.
Sure.
All right. By the way, George Green's website, and thank you, Mike, for sending this over to me, nohoax.com. So if anybody wants...
Republicans are trying to hijack the Ron Paul revolution. I mean, if you listen to noted so-called Republican conservatives talking about smaller government, less taxes, secure borders, all this stuff, when Ron Paul was talking about it, nobody was paying any attention to him. They were listening to Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin. Now, all of a sudden, they've embraced the Ron Paul ideology.
Who's adopted the Ron Paul ideology?
Conservatives.
What conservatives? Where?
Oh, do you know who Richard Vergara is? Heads up conservativehq.com?
No.
Vergara is his name.
Vigory, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched him on C-SPAN the other day, and he was actually challenged by a few callers, thankfully. How come you didn't, after everything you've just said about the new conservative movement, how come you didn't support Ron Paul? Because that was his platform. And he stumbled and he stammered and he said, I supported Ron Paul in 76.
The bicentennial.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Hey, by the way, before we go on to other callers here, here's a heads up for you guys out there. Remember we were telling you about your 401s and your IRAs and so on and so forth, that the government is there to help steal and manage them? Well, it's up on the block here. The U.S. Treasury and the Department of Labor will ask for public comment as soon as next week on ways to promote the conversion of the 401 savings and individual retirement accounts into annuities and other steady payment streams, according to Assistant Labor Secretary Phyllis C. Borzi and Deputy Assistant Treasury Secretary Mark, I don't even know how you pronounce this, I-W-I-R-Y, I guess it is I-W-R-Y, and they're spearheading that effort. They want to get people to invest their 401ks and their IRAs into annuities or likely into U.S. Treasury bonds. They're doing this...
Well, the big question, John...
Yes.
...is will it be mandatory or voluntary?
Well, and that's going to be the question. They're doing this because they will have $2 trillion in bonds to sell this year, And guess what? They ain't got any buyers for it. China doesn't
well,
want
to... Well, if they do it voluntarily, it'll give everybody a chance to escape who listens to us.
That's exactly right. If
and if they do it mandatorily, then everybody is screwed. They've also talked about a 5% investment credit from your paycheck, which would go into a guaranteed annuity handled by the government, probably in treasuries. And but if they use a voluntary plan using retirement plans, the volunteer would have to pledge a certain percentage of what they're holding, because they don't want to sell all the stocks and bonds that are in the portfolio, because if they do that, everything will collapse. So what they'll have to do is use the commitment of the public, which is volunteered, to go into this annuity program. That commitment would be used as collateralization for the bonds.
By the way, you know who's really behind this one? One Teresa Giuliarducci of the Schwartz Center for Economic Policy Analysis, the SCEPA. They're funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. No big shakes there. But according to this, the White House and the powerful network, the Congressional Activist, and highly influential Ford and Rockefeller Foundations, they're engineering a new regulatory and tax incentive. The purpose is to herd and ultimately force Americans to convert their 401s and IRAs into government-directed retirement accounts. Tell you what, folks.
Well, they'll start with voluntary.
Yeah, they'll start.
And, boy, I'll tell you, and listen, if you've got IRAs with coins in them and you've got IRAs with stocks in them, or 401s, any of the retirement plans you can access, you can take delivery of coins. And with the stocks, you can either take delivery or put them into a personal account so you don't have to sell them. But coins are a different kettle of fish. You're going to have to take delivery if that's what we're going to do. And we'll probably know in the next couple of months.
Well, now, we've suggested, Robbie, and you can do this for people. You can roll people out of their 401s and IRAs. You can get them into gold accounts. Anything on this? I mean, are you encouraging people to do this right now before the government gets their mitts, even with the penalties for closing that thing out?
Well, yeah. I mean, people just got to, understand, obviously, the tax implications and the penalties. And just as a rule of thumb, if people elect to take physical delivery and take the penalties, you've got to see gold go to, from where it is right now, put it this way, at $1,500 gold, you would have recovered all the penalties and taxes. And it's not a matter of if gold's going to 1,500. It's just a matter of when gold's going to get to 1,500.
Yeah, they're still waiting for it.
Well, that's a consideration. But the main consideration, if they go on a voluntary plan and they say they're going forward with it, you got to immediately get out. Mm-hmm. Because you can't allow them 6 months later to come back in and freeze your accounts. So if they go ahead and offer a voluntary account, you've got to get out, you got to take delivery, you got to pay the taxes, and if you're under 59 and a half, you have to pay the penalty.
If
better you should do that
than
end up with zero. The people who are in 401ks and other kinds of pensions, that they can't access the money of the people who are really going to get screwed.
Yeah, that sounds like real money.
And that's your cue for the Bob Chapman Steal of the Day.
We have French roosters. These were minted between 1899 and 1914, contain 0.1867 ounces of pure gold. $275. Last time we had them on offer, they were $255. If you order 20 or more, which is $5,500, you'll get a complimentary year subscription to the International Forecaster, plus a fine ceramic mug courtesy of RBN. All you got to do is call 1-800-691-7898. We started off with 150. I believe we only have 80 left.
Well, and keep in mind that Robbie rolls right in on the tail side of this program with the flip side. It can be heard on this network Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m., and that, of course, is Central Time. And Bob Chapman, I just want to take a minute here to thank you for being a part of this program for as long as you have. How long has it been? What, 3 years?
No, it's longer than that, I think.
Is it? Three and a half?
I think it's about four.
Really?
Maybe more. And I think that's about right.
Okay. Well, and
Bob came aboard when gold was $600.
Well, and this guy is having a midlife crisis right now. And Bob, I wish for you to double your current age right now, so I hope that you're still alive and kicking when you're 144 years old.
Well, I thank you very much. I don't know if that's possible, but so far, so good. I talk to others who I know my age, and they're not as fortunate, almost all of them. And so I'm very thankful that I'm able to continue to work, and I will work as long as I can.
Well, and you know what they say about working. You know, they did studies on people that retired and went and poked the posies and took long walks, and they died. The mind must stay active. You've got to have a reason to get up in the morning, and there is a lot of... How many people on your email list now for your international forecaster?
Thousands.
Thousands. So you've got a job to do. Once your feet hit the floor every day, you're up the same time your other middle-of-the-night bat kind of guy here. You guys get up about the same time every morning. What, about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning?
I get up at 4:30 Eastern daylight time.
You sleep in, Bob.
Hmm?
You sleep in.
What time are you up? Eastern time there, Robert.
Eastern time?
Yeah.
12 o'clock.
12 midnight?
Yeah.
When do you sleep?
When the hell do you go to bed?
I have power naps during the course of the day.
And most times, Bob, on
oh,
the
listen,
show.
Let me tell you
well,
something.
Well, that's why you can't reach him. He's sleeping.
I mean, there are certain advantages of getting up that hour of the morning. And case in point was last Thursday. I mean, it was very apparent to me that there was some serious skullduggery going on last Thursday.
And they'll never find the cause of it.
You know, Robbie, yeah. You know, we love you. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
From afar, but we still love you. Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Good evening, Ian Perlman.
How are you doing?
Good. I feel like, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like a million pesos.
Really? See? Go buy a taco, friend.
Two very quick comments and then a question for Robbie. I guess I should have called him on his program still instead of waiting until now. One of the sons of somebody that I actually loathe, what's his name? The bad guy with the really bad comb over from New York, Donald Trump.
Oh.
His son said that the father of Donald Trump said, to retire is to expire. So I can see where Bob, certainly when you have something that gives you such great satisfaction, like what he's doing, when you're helping some people, got to be invigorated in doing that and must look forward to the work day.
You have no idea, Terry, how many people Bob Chapman has helped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's done more than most people combined.
And secondly, I'm kind of big in about words and stuff, you know, their meanings, not to a real bad degree, but certainly, you know, this is a lot of war of words, and the way that they twist it, particularly my eyes were opened in that Waco Rules of Engagement program, the guy that wrote the book and stuff, he said how they used words, you know, that instead of what's-his-face having the guy, the Branch Davidian guy, instead of him having an inventory, he had a cache or some, you know, some, you know, made it sound ominous.
Yeah,
so in that respect, when you guys keep saying money, you should really say currency, because it's currency, because money, it doesn't fit the definition of money, because the currency we have now is not a store of value.
No, that's true.
So you should be constantly, and I think that would, if you said currency, and there were people that were listening in, and they were maybe new, they'd say, what the hell are these guys talking about, currency? Maybe it would, you know.
Trust me, Terry, if they're just tuning into this program, they don't have a clue of what's going on in the world. And they're not going to catch something as subtle as that.
Okay, I know. Well, then, maybe I'm.
You're laying the proper groundwork. But for the uninitiated out there, they still don't know what the hell money is.
And then this winds up my last question quickly, and I'll get off. I hope you have. Maybe I'm sure you have other calls, but Robbie, you've got me. I am flummoxed, a little bit confused. I need clarification. You seem to be on this stock thing. Investing all over the place. You said you've had it, and then you don't have it, and you're buying this KAZ, and you're in, and you're out, and you're up and down.
Oh yeah, I'm. Well, Bob will tell you, I'm a trader.
And all I can tell you, Robbie, I've been loving my Golden Star Resources.
Yes.
When you told me that, I don't know how long ago I got in. I mean, I just loaded up, and it's just been. I've been, of course, very happy.
Well, right. I'm happy. You're happy. Had a great day today.
It did well, and I think I need to be...
I'd like to... I'll do it on my show, but obviously Howard from San Diego told me about FADS yesterday, and so I put in an order to sell at the open this morning, got out at 13, made a few shillings. But yeah, that's a wild one. I don't know if Bob knows about it. Do you know about FAS, Bob?
Sure.
Man, is that a wild ride or what?
Yeah, well, it's fine for traders, but I tell my subscribers not to do that because they don't know how to do that, and so they shouldn't do that.
Yes.
By the way, the Bob Chapman steal of the day, we're going to quit calling it the deal of the day because it's actually a steal because gold and silver is going to go through the roof here. French roosters, $275 a piece, 20 delivered along with a year subscription international forecaster, a fine ceramic mug from Republic Broadcasting. 20 of these brilliant uncirculated French roosters minted between 1890 and, what did you say, Robbie, 1913?
1914.
$5,500. That is the best investment you will make. That is your insurance policy, and it's one that you're not going to want to cash in for quite some time because you'll sit there and watch it grow and grow and grow. Mr. Chapman, my heartfelt thanks, my friend. Stay good, stay healthy.
I thank you, and the same to you.
All right.
And thank you all for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bob, we'll catch you next Tuesday. Robbie's coming up on the flip side in here in just a few minutes. And don't forget to call him at 800. These French roosters are going fast. 800-691-7898. I'll see you on the flip side there, Robbie. He's already gone. We'll see you. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. With recent